The next 6 weeks were, Planck recalled, the most strenuous work of my life, after which the darkness lifted and an unexpected vista began to appear. On 13 November, he wrote to Wien, "My new formula is well satisfied. I now have also obtained a theory for it, which I shall present in 4 weeks at the Physical Society here, in Berlin." Planck said nothing to Wien, either of the intense intellectual struggle that had led to his theory, or the theory itself. He had strived long and hard during those weeks to reconcile his equation with the two grand theories of 19th-century physics, thermodynamics and electromagnetism. He failed. A theoretical interpretation, therefore, had to be found at any cost, he accepted, no matter how high. He was ready to sacrifice every one of my previous convictions about physical laws. Planck no longer cared what it cost him as long as he could bring about a positive result. For such an emotionally restrained man, who only truly expressed himself freely at the piano, this was highly charged language. Pushed to the limit in the struggle to understand his new formula, Planck was forced into an act of desperation that led to the discovery of the quantum. As the walls of a black body are heated, they emit infrared, visible, and ultraviolet radiation into the heart of the cavity. In his search for a theoretically consistent derivation of his law, Planck had to come up with a physical model that reproduced the spectral energy distribution of black body radiation. He had already been toying with an idea. It did not matter if the model failed to capture what was really going on. All Planck needed was a way of getting the right mix of frequencies, and therefore wavelengths, of the radiation present inside the cavity. He used the fact that this distribution depends only on the temperature of the black body and not on the material from which it is made to conjure up the simplest model he could. Despite the great success that the atomic theory has so far enjoyed, Planck wrote in 1882, ultimately it will have to be abandoned in favor of the assumption of continuous matter. 18 years later, in the absence of indisputable proof of their existence, he still did not believe in atoms. Planck knew from the theory of electromagnetism that an electric charge oscillating at a certain frequency emits and absorbs radiation only of that frequency. He therefore chose to represent the walls of the black body as an enormous array of oscillators. Although each oscillator emits only a single frequency, collectively they emit the entire range of frequencies found within the black body.